Nolte, Biden ATF nominee David Shipman spread blue and on conspiracy theories about Waco. By John Nolte on April 8, 2021. David Shipman, his fraudulent see Joe Biden's nominee to head the ATF, has spread wild-eyed, blue and on conspiracy theories about the 1993 Waco siege. During a Reddit AMA, Ask Me Anything. Last year, Shipman, a former ATF special agent and current senior policy advisor at Gabrielle Giffords' Courage to Fight Gun Violence organization, told this outrageous and provable lie. At Waco, cult members used 2.50 caliber Barretts to shoot down two Texas Air National Guard helicopters. Point, it is true we are fortunate they are not used in crime more often. The victims of drug lords in Mexico are not so lucky. America plays a role in fueling the violence south of the border. That is some first-class, blue and on bullshit right there. Here's the photo proving it's Shipman and not some imposter. While defending themselves against an outrageous, unnecessary, and deadly government raid on their compound, there are reports the Branch Davidians did fire at helicopters, but no one was injured and none of the choppers were shot down. The only big question surrounding guns and helicopters was if the helicopters fired on the Branch Davidians, something the government has denied, but not credibly. So it is simply a lie to claim the Branch Davidians shot down helicopters with .50 caliber Barretts. After people in the AMA thread pointed out his lie, Shipman never went back to address it. He just dropped his lie and moved right along, because that's what dishonest, gun-grabbing conspiracy theorists do. What's more, according to this official report, no .50 caliber weapons were recovered at the Waco compound after former Attorney General Janet Reno stupidly ordered the raid that would result in totally unnecessary deaths of some 82 people, including 25 children and two pregnant women. Additionally, this report makes it clear no choppers were shot down. The subcommittees reviewed videotape of the raid shot by agents in the helicopters as well as videotape of the exterior of the helicopters involved in the raid after the helicopters withdrew from the scene. Withdrew from the scene is just a tad different from being shot down. It won't surprise anyone that Shipman is in favor of a ban on assault weapons, even though there is no such thing, and is obviously willing to spread lies to convince people to back that ban. After all, is there a bigger liar in the world than his potential new boss, Joe Biden? Listen, a lot of people on both sides blundered at Waco. No question. But the bottom line is this. The federal government knew there were women and children inside and still launched a botched raid based on a lot of unfounded rumors. Like Shipman's helicopter lie, which resulted in the agents involved failing to see those inside the compound as fellow human beings. The fake media, the Clinton White House, some, not all, senior law enforcement officials, and the corporate media launched a public campaign to dehumanize the Branch Davidians, to toxify a large group of people, most of whom were guilty of nothing more than embracing a faith that turned them into outsiders. There are countless ways Waco could have been handled better. Why in the world the government didn't just wait for Branch Davidian leader David Koresh to go into town and arrest him there is the most baffling. Instead, the government launched a big, sexy, made-for-TV siege. A PR move to rebuild reputations after the government's breathtaking debacle at Ruby Ridge. A debacle created over a shotgun with a too-short barrel that never would have existed without a blatant act of government entrapment. Shipman knows he's lying, but the dehumanization propaganda campaign against gun owners is all part of the fascist government's plan to disarm us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.